Adam Pengilly, good morning, mate.
Morning, Jared. Morning, boys.
Now, time to rain returns to Rose Hill on Saturday. What are its chances looking like?
Yeah, interesting horse, Jared. I know I've got the Civic Stakes and the Stayers Cup there at Rose Hill on the weekend, but I think most interesting is around time to range for Gary Portelli. Remarkable to think he's only had one start basically in the last 18 months, or certainly only one start since last year's Golden Slipper. So he's had a tie-back operation to try and fix a few wind issues. I think the connection still harbour hopes of him eventually ending up at the start. He maybe won that Group 2 Silver Slipper in the lead-up to last year's Golden Slipper, but he's had so many problems since then. He only had one run at Flemington in the summer earlier this year in January before he had to tip out and get some work done. So I would say a very heavy track with a biggish weight. It's probably not going to be an ideal scenario for him first up there. I think it's going to be one and done basically this campaign. Give him one run, keep him ticking over, put him out for a spell and get him ready for the spring again. So he's a classy animal. Looking forward to seeing how he returns to the races. But yeah, he might have a task against some race fit horses there on the weekend.
Adam, what's the latest on these 13 trainers charged in Queensland?
Well, Clarkie, I'm still trying to work out if this is a big bust or just a big beat-up, because it's been a little bit hard to try and work out if there's anything really serious in these charges yesterday. We know that there were some pretty prominent Queensland racing identities about a month ago came out and said they had massive concerns about the integrity of Queensland racing, and this, to me, seems like it's been a bit of a response to that. The Queensland Racing Integrity Commission have now charged 13 trainers, plus one jockey, plus one stable hand for obtaining substances from illegal substances, basically. Not substances that aren't registered. So a couple of those trainers involved in that were John Zilke and Daryl Hanson, probably two of the bigger names, but they're both saying that they don't think it's that big a deal. It's just basically buying some substances which weren't registered. So we'll wait and see how it plays out, but certainly it was quite dramatic when the announcement came through yesterday saying just a host of trainers have been charged, but I'm still not quite sure if there's much substance to it.
Are we about to see an influx of Melbourne trainers sending their horses to Sydney because of Victoria prize money concerns?
Yeah, potentially, Laurie. I read some comments from Kieran Maher in the last 24 hours with plenty of interest. He's basically said if Victorian prize money levels don't return to their pre-COVID sort of threshold, he might consider sending a lot more horses on the truck up to Sydney to campaign for better prize money up here in Sydney. Now, we know Racing New South Wales have announced that the prize money levels up here in New South Wales will return to their normal levels next week. Victoria, there's not a whole great deal of certainty at the moment. I think a lot of people are lobbying them to have that prize money reinstated by August 1, but there's been no official announcement at this stage. So there's a few nervous trainers and connections down there in Victoria who are sort of making some noise about sending some more horses to Sydney. So I'll wait and see how that plays out, but yeah, hopefully for the state of the Victorian industry, if they can afford it, they can get their prize money levels back to pre-COVID levels pretty soon.
And finally, the VRC has a new CEO.
Yeah, Jared, there's been lots of backroom politics and wheelings and dealings down there at the VRC for many, many months now. There was some pretty hostile board elections held in recent times, and they've announced a new CEO. So Steve Rosic, who was the former Fremantle Dockers CEO, is going to take over the VRC in September. Neil Wilson's going to make the transition from Chief Executive to Chair after the Melbourne Cup Carnival when Amanda Elliott steps down. So a lot of people argue that it's the most prestigious race club in Australia. Hopefully they can put all these dramas behind them and get a stability on the board and with their Chief Executive role and a couple of other additions to their board. There, Vin Cox among them, the Godolphin Australia boss, and Dave Barham, the well-known television sports executive. So plenty of changes down there at the VRC at the moment.
Good on you, Adam.
Thanks, boys.